This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with Sermon Audio.
It's Monday, May 9th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore was ousted from office more than a decade ago over a Ten Commandments display, and subsequently re-elected. Now, the God-haters are trying to remove him from the bench again, this time over his effort to block homosexual marriage from coming to his state. According to Fox News, the Alabama Judicial Inquiry Commission filed ethics charges on Friday against Moore, saying he abused the power of his office and displayed disrespect for the judiciary. The charges largely stem from a January 6th administrative order Moore sent to probate judges. In the order, he told them an Alabama order and law banning homosexual marriages remained in effect, despite the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to legalize homosexual marriage. If found guilty, Judge Moore could face removal from office. "We are certainly at war, Judge Moore. That's why we pray that you would put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand." Ephesians 6:13. It is what God is calling all of us to do. Nearly 9,000 people gathered to pray at the State Capitol building on Thursday in Nashville, Tennessee, with Evangelist Franklin Graham's Decision America initiative. With the theme of Pray, Engage, and Vote, Graham reminded his largest crowd of the 50-state tour that Christians cannot restore America merely by rallying behind political parties. They need to repent and turn back to God themselves first before God will heal the nation.
This is what Nehemiah did. He fasted and he prayed. And his prayer was to confess the sins of his people, of himself, and his father's family. And what I'd like to ask you to do is to hold the hand of the person next to you, maybe a complete stranger. And what I want to ask you to do is I want us to confess the sins of our nation.
A massive earthquake is well overdue along the San Andreas Fault Line in California, seismologists told Fox News. With the string of earthquakes and volcanic activity around the Pacific from Japan, China, and Myanmar, to Venezuela, and now around Mount St. Helens volcano in Washington State, researchers are expecting a mega quake at any time, they said. Hundreds of billions of dollars worth of damage and thousands of deaths should be planned for, the report said. A Maine Harrier jet pilot was rescued on Friday evening off the coast of North Carolina after ejecting from the aircraft during a training exercise. After a Navy rescue helicopter and crew pulled him from the water, the unidentified Marine was transported to a naval hospital in Camp Lejeune. He was listed in stable condition. Rima Faqih, Miss USA 2010, the first Muslim to win the title, has reportedly converted to Christianity. According to Christian Today, Faqih converted from Islam in preparation for her marriage to wealthy and well-known Christian music producer Wasim Salibi in Lebanon next week. Faqih, who was convicted of drunk driving in 2012, drew more attention to herself when photos of her surfaced from taking part in a local radio station contest called Stripper 101. But now, she may have turned over a new leaf. Announcing her conversion to Christianity this week, she tweeted, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Philippians 4:13. Presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump said he agrees with the United Kingdom's decision to withdraw from the European Union. Meanwhile, conservative Republicans, forming what is being called the Never Trump Coalition, are reportedly in search of a third-party candidate. Pray for the Christians of Aleppo, Syria. Recent bombings that have killed hundreds, injured many, and devastated buildings have prompted people around the world to call for a special time of prayer, according to Open Doors. One Syrian priest, who described some of the latest attacks on Christians there, including the killing of a 1-minute-old baby he called a martyr, said there are simply no words to describe the suffering. Making matters even worse in Syria, an airstrike hit a refugee camp on Thursday, killing men, women, and children. Pray for the many hurting and suffering in Aleppo, Syria. May the Lord comfort them in their time of pain. All Christians are connected together in the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:26 says, "If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together." And that's the world view on this Monday, May 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. You have to admit, the worldview in 5 minutes is unique. Nobody else pairs the latest news stories with timeless scripture verses. The result? The Bible comes alive in the context of everyday news. To research, write, voice, and produce the worldview costs money. If you value what we're doing, vote with your wallet. We need 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. It's just 64 cents a day. We've spent thousands to get this going, and now we need you to help keep it going. Let's proclaim to the world that God is at work in everyday news.